This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains, and for that, we're grateful to you. That's our gratitude message for you, the fine listeners, whether you're listening on the legendary 550K Fire in Bismarck Mandan, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, that's AM 1100, the flag, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO in Tioga, 1090 on your radio dial, Williston, Watford City, Stanley, the entire region out there in the Bakken, and of course, anytime, iHeartRadio app, download it, pop in KFYR, you'll get us wherever you're at, so bring us along, we'd love it. Another hour of What's on Your Mind on the way, brought to you by our friends at B-Mobile, and I know you may think, oh, I missed that Be Rewarded opportunity from B-Mobile. Listen, that's not just a Christmas thing. Sure, there were, you know, offers all throughout December that were kind of fun, but this goes all year long. And it's for everyone. Special discounts and exclusive offers and free gifts on your birthday and a whole lot more. So join Be Rewarded. Receive exclusive offers and just start saving. To learn more and find a location near you, bemobile.com/berewarded. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Botno in North Dakota. Thief River Falls, Detroit Lakes, Bemidji, and Minnesota. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right, it's another hour of What's on Your Mind, and for that, entrepreneur extraordinaire, good friend, and longtime chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota as well, Gary Emanuel, your guest host for today's program. Gary?
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, hosting from my home, kind of. By the fire, since I couldn't make it to the studio, so all the listeners out there this next hour, we'll be doing this remote, and Todd's in studio making all the trains run on time. So, Todd,
Gary tried, for your effort of putting it in his rider that we'd have a fireplace all ready to go for him. We just couldn't pull that off in time. So,
I know. I need this. I need to start negotiating earlier in the year, don't I?
Well, exactly. We can't expect this, you know, Christmas Day in a blizzard to suddenly come up with a fireplace for you. That's getting greedy.
Unfortunately, I was out there shoveling, and four-wheel drive wasn't quite enough to make it a couple hundred yards onto the road. So they have cleaned the roads up. I see at least they've made a couple passes through Lincoln on Lincoln Road into Lincoln. So if someone needs to get into the city of Bismarck, I suspect there's a...
Well, I know they're working very hard in the city of Bismarck. Jeff Hines is on with us right now, as a matter of fact. And, Jeff, the only stretch was our stretch right in front of Rosser that... kind of had to get done late so I could make it in. Otherwise, you guys get those snow emergency routes very passable in very tough conditions.
Yeah, well, you know, I've got some great guys out there working all hours of the day and night. They were out all Christmas Day and then Christmas night. We actually had to fall back into the fire stations last night. It got so bad. We wanted to be able to assist those emergency responders if they needed to plow in to get to a location, which we did a couple of times, I think, during the night. So they're out right now that the sun is up and, you know, just kind of trying to bust through this stuff.
Well, I'm very, very glad you guys were able to help me out earlier this morning as I was three blocks away, but just pushing this snow and mixed, frozen rain thing. It wasn't just nice fluffy snow. There's a lot of freezing rain involved in this thing. So what's the latest? Where are we at?
Well, we're out again pushing those emergency routes, and when I say pushing, that's exactly what we're doing. We're not really plowing. Some of these drifts are so big that we just can't run through them with a plow, so we've got to push them over. Our motor graders aren't working. They're getting stuck. Even the V-plow motor graders has gotten stuck, so we're just out with front-end loaders trying to bust our way through this stuff.
Jeff, question. When this happens, and you have, for those listeners out there, when you have an emergency route and someone has a condition where they got to get out for health reasons or whatever that would be. What's the process to allowing that to occur? If they call a 911, does that go from a police dispatch? What is the, I mean, in other words, I mean, obviously Todd's got the hotline right in to say, hey, I'm stuck, come bail me out, right, Todd? But if you're not Todd Mitchell, how does that process work so that in an emergency someone can, you know, get out? Is it through the 911 number?
Yeah, it is, Gary, and that's what we ask everyone. If they've got a situation that they are, you know, considering an emergency, they need to call 911. And the 911 dispatch operators will, you know, kind of talk them through that, determine if it is indeed an emergency, and then dispatch us. And then my plow operators will get that call immediately, and we head to that location. And usually we get there before the fire trucks and the ambulance. Now, if we have to go and push our way through a neighborhood, you know, we'll do that, and they'll follow us in. So we've been pretty successful with that. I know the fire chief and I were talking in those storms back in November and December. We had three emergencies that we had to plow into, and we were able to get in there successfully. And his response times were still in the range that he felt comfortable with. So that's what we do. We just get dispatched from the PD dispatchers.
Jeff, what is the timing of obviously getting the main routes, I suppose, 7th Street, 9th Street, you know, Bismarck Expressway, places that are the main routes, I assume, and to get roads to the hospitals, et cetera. What is the, if I assume that's what it is, maybe give our listeners a little view of how you, what routes you tend to be opening up now, and then what is the timing, for second question follow-up, of getting those side streets, if I'm just stuck on 5th Street or something, to get those streets open?
Sure. Well, we have a road emergency plow map. You can get to that on our website, bismarck.org, and you can see what those emergency routes are. But those are the main routes that carry most of the traffic in town. Those are, like you say, your 7th, your 9th, your State, your Century, your Expressway, those kinds of streets. We hit those first, and we stay on those, especially in a blizzard situation. We try to keep those open so we have kind of a network of routes for those vehicles, those emergency responders to utilize. But in this type of an event, plowing that traditionally where you just drive along and roll it over to the curb is probably not going to be happening. We're out there actually having to shovel through that with the front end loaders and buckets. And so what normally we had gotten down to 4 to 6 hours is probably going to take us maybe eight hours today to get those emergency routes back open up.
And if someone has a snowmobile or other means of transportation that are designed for this, are they able to drive through town? Because I almost had my son come rescue me to haul me in on snowmobile, but he was too far away to get here. So are they able to take snowmobiles or other vehicles like that through town?
Well, you know, that's more of a police department question, but typically in these types of situations, I'd say, yeah, that's about the only way you're going to get around in town, either snowmobile, snow machines, snowshoes, or cross-country skis. So I caution those folks on the snow machines to just kind of be careful with traffic, you know, kind of follow the traffic signs. There's actually a snowmobile club that volunteers for us and emergency responders to go in and if they need to get people and get them out, and they're dispatched, you know. So they've been activated, as far as I understand, from the Emergency Operations Center, and those folks are available if we needed to get someone in and get them out.
Now, what is your expectation by tomorrow morning? So guys like me that need to be in the studio or wherever I need to be, because tomorrow's back to a normal work day, will we be expecting to see most of the side streets, or at least a partial pass through if I can get myself shoveled out? What's the expectation by tomorrow morning?
Boy, depending on where you live, if you live on an emergency route, I would say yeah. You know, with this wind continuing to blow like it is, it keeps shutting us out and blowing us back in. So we have to fall back on what we've already plowed and try and keep it open. The winds are supposed to die down by this evening, which will then be able to make some progress. So I'm thinking we'll get those emergency routes done later today. We'll get into what we call our major arterials. Those are what on our map are the yellow routes. Those, again, are a lot of high traffic routes, kind of interconnectivity through neighborhoods. That'll take us probably, those are probably going to take us another 12 to 16 hours, and then we'll get into residential. But to be honest with you, there's so many cars that are stuck right now on those residential streets, it's going to really slow us down. So, you know, when the state and when the local law enforcement agency, our chief, Dan Donlin, declare a no travel advise, that's what it means. You know, don't even try and go anywhere in a car. And you're just slowing us down and making it harder for us when you get stuck. So if they can stay out of our way, we can kind of get things done. But this one's going to take us at least 48 hours, if not even longer, to kind of finally get through the town. So we're here today on Monday. I'm thinking it's going to be Wednesday before we really have kind of people moving again. But it's not going to be completely cleaned up by Wednesday. We got a lot of work to do.
Well, Jeff, I just want to say thank you for your crew and all the people across the state and in the city of Bismarck to do all you can, because that sure put a burden on a lot of these you know, people's holidays, and it's kind of tough when you got time to be home with your family and kids come home and moms and dads, et cetera. You get time away and your people have been out there under law enforcement, emergency responders. It's been fabulous. And we just want to say a hats off and thank you for all you guys do to support the public.
I appreciate it, Gary. And our guys appreciate your sentiments. Thanks.
Well, Jeff, thank you for joining us. And maybe we'll try to get you back on, get an update tomorrow morning or someone else from Bismarck to let the listeners know what's going on. But again, we know there's no travel advised in Bismarck. And unless it's an emergency, we encourage you to stay home, stay put, get your driveway shovel out if you want to do it so you can get back below back in probably. But the reality is it's going to be tough to get out around town. So good thing about North Dakotans, we all kind of know it's coming. And we begin to be stockpiled up to get through a couple, 3 days. So thanks, Jeff, for joining us.
Todd,
when we come back, we will be having Dick Mertzbaker joining us from Fargo. He's the assistant U.S. attorney. And former state's attorney McKenzie. So stay tuned. Look forward to talking to you after the break.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Iron outlet prices. That's what you get from Titan Outlet Store. And if you tell them Scott sent you, you get 11% off an already great deal, because the outlet price is already a good deal. Plus, it's guaranteed iron. They have a 2012 New Holland T8 390, less than 1,000 hours on it, 340 horsepower, 1,600 pound front weights with the bracket. The rear has the 5 remotes and a high capacity hydraulic pump, 18 speeds forward, 4 speeds in reverse. 3-point quick hitch to it. Michelin tires on this one. Front tires are 480, 770 R43s. The dual rear tires, 480, 80 R450s. And differential lock on those two. The cab's loaded up. Luxury leather interior, suspended seat. Auto guidance ready with the IntelliView 3 monitor. You get the idea. This is a great bargain at under 1,000 hours on this thing, folks. So listen, call Titan Outlet Center right now, 218-233-3700. Snatch that deal, 218-233-3700, or go to TitanOutletStore.com, TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them, I-94, just south Minnesota Exit 6. You'll find them right there. And remember, 11% off if you tell them Scott sent you to Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now more of What's On Your Mind with your guest host in for me today, Gary Emmett.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. It's a wintry, stormy day out there across the state of North Dakota and upper Midwest. Next segment, we're going to be talking to Jake Rodenbiker. Jake's a former state's attorney from McKenzie County, and I wanted to get a little bit of his perspective as serving out there in western North Dakota and how things were kind of changed during his couple-year stint out there, kind of during that oil boom. He's now assistant United States attorney. Jake, welcome to the show this morning. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Gary. Good morning, and Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, too, and thank you for joining us, taking time. I know it's a holiday for many people, so getting people and guests on, it's a little different listening audience on a day like today, but a lot of people are curious about the weather and what's happening out there and making sure there's what the emergency conditions are to be able to travel and get in and out. How are things down in Fargo today?
Well, things are looking a little bit icy, I tell you what. Sitting in the comfort of my home, and I'm mindful of all the first responders and law enforcement officers out there ready to respond to emergencies for those who are either in need of it or foolish enough to venture out. They know that most of the roads in the state are either closed or no travel advised. And things in town here, like I said, look slick, but we're relatively speaking not too bad here in Fargo compared with the rest of the state.
Jake, you probably have a perspective that maybe not a lot of people have, being a person who has had time as a part-time firefighter and rescue driver here in Bismarck. Tell us about your time when you did that and the implications of that in situations like today.
Well, sure, Gary. As you mentioned, when I was living in Bismarck for about 4 years, I was a part-time on-call firefighter for the rural fire department that serves the areas around the city of Bismarck. I'm just about out to Minokin. I know I got some friends out there who are pushing snow around their dairy farms here today, but we're mindful, again, as volunteers, essentially, in those positions, how much time it takes to serve the community in those ways to respond to those emergencies, whether it was 4th of July and some grass fires caused by fireworks, or whether it's like today where there's still medical emergencies going on and firefighters got to get to the station to either serve their shift or to respond if they're paged out. And it was a very rewarding experience, I tell you what, to be in those positions. The rescue diver with Burley County, which is now teamed up with the rural fire department to have a combined unit. Those were really extraordinary opportunities to serve the community. And everybody ought to applaud those folks who take time out of whatever their professional life might otherwise entail to volunteer in their communities. And there's thousands of volunteers in fire departments, big and small, around the state of North Dakota. And I think it's really an exceptional testament to what the people in the state are willing to do to help their neighbors.
Jake, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. You have attended some distinguished schools from Georgetown, University of Notre Dame, and Seton Hall University, and then the University of Minnesota. You're a practicing lawyer, obviously. Help our listeners get to know you a little bit of who you are and a little bit of your career and how you got to where you did.
Well, sure, Gary. I'm a born and raised in Fargo guy. My folks grew up north central North Dakota around the Turtle Mountains and We spent many summer days out in Lake Upsilon and still have very fond memories and affection for that part of the state. Went to Shanley High School and off to Notre Dame, as you pointed out, spent the summer school at Georgetown one summer, and then went straight on to law school at the University of Minnesota, which a lot of my UND law colleagues and friends give me a hard time about, but I have to admit, I always cheered for the Sioux when they showed up at Mariucci to play the Gophers.
How good for you.
spent a summer also in Cairo, Egypt, through Seton Hall University, studying international criminal law, international petroleum transactions, a little bit of Islamic law as well, and went right into prosecution out of law school. I moved to Miami, Florida. I was there for under a year and a half as a prosecutor down in Dade County. It was quite the change. They would not be able to handle the weather like we're having in the state right now. They probably wouldn't be able to handle even 50 degrees, frankly. But I knew North Dakota was my home, so I left there and came back to where I wanted to establish my career and my practice and my family. I was blessed to find a lovely bride who hailed from Mattock, North Dakota, and we've now found ourselves in Fargo, like you mentioned, as a federal prosecutor. But we spent some time in Bismarck. We spent some time in McKenzie County at a very exceptional time in that part of the state, and we're happy to be back home where I grew up, but we were very glad to have the opportunity to serve the people in Watford City and the surrounding communities of that county.
Jake, when you were a state's attorney out there working within McKenzie County, talk to us a little bit about, I mean, those were, well, they were fabulous times for those that were in business and the opportunity and those that worked out there. You know, the pay scale was good, long days, long hours, but a lot of people got their life back on track, frankly, financially, as we've seen where people made such good money out there. But when you're in doing what you were doing as state's attorney and you get into law enforcement, that opened up a whole nother challenge. You know, you sometimes see the national media, the way they reported things, you began to wonder, you know, is it as bad as they said? And, you know, I spent a lot of time going, you know, around in the Bakken as well. And I always found people pretty friendly. But you know, things did change out there from the norm what people were used to. Talk to us a little bit about, from your perspective, what you saw out there.
Sure. Well, it was busy, that's for sure. I, like you, found most of the people out there to be friendly. It certainly was the land of opportunity, and I think it remains very much so to this day. People, a lot of times, it was their last effort to get their lives back on track, and some of those folks had problems that we see all over the state and all over the country. They had.
Yeah, hold that. Jake, hold that thought for a second. We're going to be back.
Sure.
We're going to go to a break. We look for Jake Rothbiker. Stay with us for the break.
Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Piper's Auction Company has a busy 2017 coming up. And in a minute, I'm going to give you a number. You can call the number and get a catalog so you have all of these. Full-color brochure looking good and be on that list. In the meantime, I'll tell you about a couple things coming up here early in January, Wednesday the 11th. Kidder County, some pasture land featuring some beautiful gently rolling hills, good access, good exterior fences and water, productive soils at 77 for the whole quarter, 83 for the cropland portion only. It's near Steele, North Dakota. Good set of land there with 150 acres. That's coming up on January 11th. January 27th, an online only machinery auction. Online only. Mark your calendar for that Friday, January 27th. Wells County is where they'll be on the 31st of January, about 500 acres in Wells County. Excellent cropland northwest of Carrington. Property be offered up in three parcels there. Early February, Dickey County, about 160 acres there. And if you're going to be down to Palm Springs, California, Gold Canyon, Arizona, Mesa, Arizona, anytime over the March time frame, February and March, they have some wonderful land seminars that will be happening there. All the details are on that at Pifers.com, Pifers.com, or you can call them 877-700-4099, 877-700-4099, or go to Pifers.com and tell them Scott sent you. Back with more of What's on Your Mind now with my guest host today, Gary Emanoff. Gary?
Welcome back to What's in Your Mind. Gary, I'm filling in for Scott Hennen. We've been talking to Jake Rodenbiker. Jake's the assistant United States attorney, lives in Fargo. Spent a couple years out in Watford City as a state's attorney, and we were talking before the break about the challenges out west and law enforcement and the intensity out there that got thrown on a lot of local elected officials, whether you're a state's attorney or city commissioner, park board, or Highway Patrol. It became pretty intense. So, Jake, tell us a little bit about what your experiences were out there and the challenges of that position out there with law enforcement.
Well, I started out there at the beginning of 2014, Gary, and that year the criminal caseload nearly tripled from the levels McKenzie County had seen in 2010. And the county commission had decided that the growth in activity out there warranted a full-time prosecutor. And so I was the first full-time prosecutor in the history of that county. And that alone might make you think that things were really as bad as they sounded like they were sometimes as portrayed in the national media. But people, I think, for the most part, felt safe in their community still. I know my wife went to the grocery store by herself day or night. I know that a lot of what we were seeing out there at the time was a criminal justice system that wasn't well equipped right away to deal with the influx of cases. So we had growth, as you mentioned, in the highway patrol. There's, I think, 6 or 7 troopers out in Watford City right now, which is a pretty exceptional number. And the highway patrol responded to the need out there. We had a growth in the court system. There was one judge who had taken the bench about 5 months before I arrived on the scene. And by the time I left in late 2016 here, there were 2 judges. So the state court system responded to the demand for hearings and making sure that due process was afforded all the defendants and that victims could get justice and that we could try cases that needed to be tried and resolve ones that needed to be resolved.
Jake, when you were time as a prosecutor, would you say, just I was just curious how many would be North Dakotans or how many people were from out of state? Would you see it half and half, or what's the you maybe don't have that number, but just the question of ratio of locals versus out of state people in the oil patch?
Yeah, I don't have that number handy, Gary, but I ran a report once for parole board to look at how many folks, you know, who were sent to prison were in-state folks and how many were out-of-state folks. And if memory serves correctly, it was about 50-50 of folks who were, you know, in North Dakota beforehand and folks who were coming from elsewhere to make their way here.
Now, in your new role working as assistant U.S. attorney, how did some of those experiences parallel back to working on the Fed level versus, you know, local county?
Well, I tell you what, in North Dakota, we are blessed with an outstanding relationship between state and federal authorities. It's not like you see on TV where the feds just step in and take everything over against the will of the hardworking state prosecutors. But in North Dakota, I think it's always been a partnership. It certainly has been since I've been in the state since 2008 as a prosecutor. It's what I see now as a federal prosecutor. It's what I think if you asked police and deputies and troopers how their working relationship is with the federal agents that are around them, they would agree entirely. And a lot of times the state even devotes their personnel to task forces that are designed to facilitate that cooperation. So my job now, it feels very similar. Of course, the aim is ultimately the same. You want to see that guilt is caught and that innocence doesn't suffer. So, you know, we're after the same objective, which is justice. It just is a different system and slightly different set of parameters. But the feel of it's very much the same, and I still interact pretty regularly with my colleagues in the state prosecution system.
Well, I think of what we've seen back to the DAPL and the challenges out here in western North Dakota with, you know, law enforcement, prosecution, and that's all created a whole other challenge. But I have to say, you've seen really I think from my perspective on what I've seen in the media, good job of coordination, at least on the state level with local city, county, law enforcement and officials kind of trying to support that effort. Obviously, the feds probably haven't played as large a role because the administration was Obama, but it is what it is. There might be a change coming. And so the way things kind of work in the federal system, a lot of times President Obama appoints his people as U.S. attorney, and I suppose there will be some turnovers or maybe not with the Trump administration. Is there going to be some impact in the U.S. attorney office, or do you have any insight on that?
I don't really have any insight on that, Gary, but I can tell you that the current U.S. attorney, Chris Meyer, has been very devoted to seeing that the right thing happens out west, and that's about as much as I can say about that.
Yeah. Well, I do know that the challenges have been getting more federal involvement, and it is what it is, but we appreciate the service you have in the public sector. You continue to You spent some time in the insurance commissioner's office, and you've been working with the local, state, now the federal government. Have you been in private practice at all, Jake, or have you, at this time of your career, been mostly on the levels I described?
I did practice, Gary, for a time at the Vogel Law Firm in the Bismarck office. I'm very happy to join the exceptional group of lawyers that they have there, and even practice some criminal defense during my time there. It was actually my practice there and getting into some more work on the criminal defense side that reminded me how fundamental of a position I had with respect to prosecution, and realized that I would really missed being a prosecutor. And it's funny how things work out sometimes. The opening in McKenzie County occurred around July or August of 2013, and I delayed quite some time in even applying for it. We knew just the pastor of the Catholic Church out there at the time, so we didn't really have any ties that were drawing us out there. But again, I started to do some criminal defense work through the Vogel Law Firm, and realized that I thought my calling, my true calling, was to be a prosecutor again. And so took the leap of faith, if you want to call it that, and went out to McKenzie County.
Well, we appreciate guys like you that work in the maybe spend some time in the private sector, but there's such a need in the public sector as well. So we appreciate your time there. We got about 2-3 minutes to go yet, but we're done. But I had one of my things I wanted to ask just a question out there. When you spent your time in Egypt, give us a little bit of that. That's one of my places I've wanted to visit, but I've never felt that the timing's right from a safety standpoint. You're just seeing, you know, maybe it's too much of the international news. Maybe it's fine to travel over there. But I've always been fascinated in Egyptian culture and the pyramids, et cetera. I'm kind of an ancient history buff. Talk to us for a couple minutes or so, just a little bit of your experience over there, what that was like, some experience you had.
Yeah, well, I was also fascinated by Egypt, and it was a fascinating place to be. I was there for about 11 weeks, and it's one thing to read about King Tut in the history books and another to stand in front of the Great Pyramids and stand next to the Sphinx, to travel down the Nile on a riverboat. Really, it's a remarkable country. And it was 2005 when I was there, so it was before, you know, the revolution that took place there. What you see there is a diversity of the various strains of Islam that I think sometimes we forget about when only the worst strains and aspects of Islam come to our attention. But it's beautiful. The people were very welcoming, even of somebody like me who was obviously a foreigner and didn't have any immediate safety scares when I was there. But we had traveled for a weekend to Sharm el-Sheikh, which is a sea sort of resort town. And shortly after we were there, there was a bombing. So, you come to, I think, trust that you'll be in safe hands. The State Department was very attentive to the group of us American students who were there. And so we appreciated their looking after us as well. But it was a great place. Of course, it's an ancient history that's living even today among us. So it was good to be a part of that for that short time.
Yeah, I would think that the exposure and all the international attention we've gotten, and Americans as a whole and even North Dakotans, maybe the exposure to Islam and the whole challenges of the terrorist network, to your point that there's a lot of good people over there, whether you're there as a visitor or local. Sometimes the media picks up on the negative side of it, so we tend to always react to and think everybody's a terrorist as soon as we see someone that doesn't look quite like we are. So I appreciate your perspective on that. I'm sure that broadens your view of an experience that you have as you go forward in working in the legal profession and for the public sector. So I appreciate your time you've done for the state and now for the federal government. We appreciate that. Anything else you want to say as we finish up for the holiday season?
Well, just again, Gary, to wish you a Merry Christmas and tell everybody what I'm seeing on all over social media from my law enforcement buddies, and that's stay inside, stay home, stay off the road.
Thank you for listening, Jake Roadblocker. Thank you for joining us. Stay with us. We'll be back and wrap up the show for another segment.
Or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørhamma. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are allowed to eat. Yum!
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
What's on your mind? And the program I do called Energy Matters with Todd Mitchell are brought to you by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. It is a great organization doing great work to stand up for the men and women of the lignite industry and all of the companies that support what they do in the lignite industry. And stand up for you, because, folks, reliable energy and affordable energy is under attack right now, mainly by the regulators, but some of these extreme environmental groups as well. This is an industry under attack. So what can we do? We can arm ourselves with information so we can push back against that, make sure our elected leaders know exactly where we stand on that. And one reason to go to SecureEnergyFuture.org is you'll have a chance to sign up and be informed when these battles require your help and letting your members of Congress, your legislators, local elected leaders know you support affordable energy, reliable energy, and the lignite industry. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Minnesotans, North Dakotans, you're needed. So check it out. SecureEnergyFuture.org. South Dakotans, you too, for that matter. Back to more of What's on Your Mind with your guest host today. Here's Gary Emmett.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Thanks for joining us this stormy, blustery, wintry day in North Dakota. As you've been out, hopefully you've been tucked away in a nice, warm place and not out trying to drive around. So those of you that are out and about, thank you for joining us. Listen to your radio on 550 KFYR or Flag or 1090 in Tioga. So thanks for joining us. Todd, we've had a busy, stormy day. We've got some updated weather report. Do you have any other updated information for any weather information or reporters from around the world that can get
Frankie McDonald is the guy who constantly nails it.
This is Frankie McDonald, my old TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Massive blizzard is headed towards North Dakota on Sunday, December 25th, 2016. It's going to bring up to anywhere from 12 to 18 inches of snow. It's going to bring a lot of snow in the state of North Dakota. It's even 6 to 12 inches of snow. That's going to cause massive snow drift, especially in Bismarck, North Dakota, and Fargo, North Dakota, including Grand Forks, North Dakota as well. It's going to bring a lot of snow. Winds are going to be very strong. That's going to trigger white oak conditions, blowing and drifting snow.
Well, he nailed it. That's a couple of minutes of forecast there. You can see on my page at KFYR.com. But Frankie McDonald is his name, 32, Nova Scotia guy. Who he has autism, and as Wikipedia indicates, he's published over 1,200 videos on YouTube, mostly weather forecasts, but also competitive eating and how to properly shovel snow.
Wow, I might have to get out and look at that because
I haven't looked at the snow ones yet. That might be kind of handy for everybody to get a refresher on how to properly shovel snow because we have a little bit to shovel. Some 13 inches, yep. Give or take, in Bismarck. And Bismarck just seemed to be kind of the place that got hammered with it because the rest of the region, like Frankie said, 6 to 12. I mean, he nailed it. I mean, John Paul Martin and he are on different, you know, classifications because one's, you know, a National Weather Service warning coordination meteorologist. Frankie, on the other hand, probably the top amateur forecaster because every time he does one of those videos, he nails it. And he did again.
Oh. Well, that is awesome. I was watching over the weekend a guy named Rob Fairbanks. I don't know if you've seen him at all, but for listeners out there, if you haven't, YouTube Rob Fairbanks. He's out of Minnesota, and he is Native American. It gives a perspective, and it is hilarious. I watched it Christmas Eve with my family. Somebody had not seen him, and it's worth watching him. He gives weather reports from up in Minnesota, and it is a And then, Todd, you have had a lot of Facebook views that you just posted regarding on the KFYR Radio Facebook page, correct?
Snowmageddon. Okay, it's a cliche. Nope. It's a term we're probably all sick and tired of. But
yeah.
We're not going to be like that other weather TV station and start naming these darn things and let them do that because we already have hurricanes to have names. I did post a few different videos on our KFI Radio Facebook page. And yeah, one of them's gotten over 8,700 views already.
Wow.
And,
In
4 hours. And so if you haven't peeked out your window, don't try to drive out in this stuff. We've got plenty of pictures and videos. So you can see just how tall this snow is. It's more than halfway up our front door, and the drifts actually go up as high as our office windows.
And the wind is going to keep blowing throughout the day, so it's only going to get
the thing.
Higher.
But you know what? A lot of people remove snow for a living, and they've been starving the last couple of winters. So
yeah,
I think they're going cha-ching in their minds, as well they should be.
Well, all these private young guys with blades in their four-wheel drives or their loaders, there's a chance to make some money with their Bobcats, whatever, moving snow, because we're all buried in. As we heard earlier, it's going to be like 48 hours probably till they get Bismarck dug out, and it's limited what they can do until this wind dies down. So it's
they'll work on those major arterials and the snow emergency routes first, but yeah, like Jeff Hines said, by the time you know you get to all the residential streets, or you're talking a big project here. Not expecting much more accumulation. The blizzard warning is set to expire at noon, but you know, we'll keep on top of that with the National Weather Service. But, it's going to take a while to clean this up. This isn't one of those, you know, it snows, you shovel for an hour, and then it's over. It's going to be a little bigger than that.
Well, as Jeff said, if you have any emergencies out there, you want to make the contact 911 so they can begin to deal with helping get you out in an emergency situation. So 911 is a number. So, Todd, the next week, I'm going to be here all week. I'm hosting for Scott. Next tomorrow, we're going to have Representative Rick Becker on. I got a young lady, Lorianne LaRocco. She's a talent for CNBC, does all the programming news. Josh Gallion will be on.
Perfect.
Congressman Kramer, so we'll see
what's on your mind. Join us.
Webkers here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, two events. I need a really, really good Christmas gift this year. Any suggestions, any ideas?
Well, I'd do a sauna because anybody can have one. You know, the thing with a hot tub, you pretty much got to own your own home. A sauna can go anywhere. I mean, you can live in an apartment. We can put one in there, and all you need is an outlet in the wall. And it is really the greatest gift of wellness you could give. They come in all sizes, all designs. As a matter of fact, we could even customize one for that special person for that special gift.
Indoor, outdoor, your decision?
Indoor, outdoor, wherever you want to put it. Now, some saunas can only be indoors, but it just depends where to put it.
And what will that gift give all year long?
It will give the gift of health and wellness. Matter of fact, it will give the gift of a stress reliever, a boosting the immune system, detoxification, sleeping better.
Put a bow on that.
Better. You got it.
Put a bow on feeling better. I love it. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Sauna headquarters, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, too.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.